Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air for heart-stopping moments from the Premier League, FA Cup, Formula One, and more. All on Air Sport.
Here comes Warner, uppercut, and this is the chance now for the WBC champion. This is what he's waited for. Billy, that is shots going in.
That's a good work from Warner.
Luis Ortiz, and he looks at his corner.
Wow!
Unbelievable bravery!
Wilder's got too much energy for this man to get off the hook.
Amazing heart from Luis Ortiz. But Wilder with a right hand again. And down surely goes Ortiz. He's tottering and it's over. And Deontay Wilder finds the answer again in an epic battle in Brooklyn when he was on the brink. And Luis Ortiz had the chance to change boxing history, but Wilder hung in there. And a bit like Joshua Klitschko, we will remember this for the heart, the two gladiators show.
What a fight.
Welcome back. So I'm here. Kev is still here. Ronan Mullen stepped in from outside. And we should touch on, it's a tight evening, but we should touch on the boxing from the weekend. Last Man Standing here at home got a big and very positive reaction, I know, but if we're talking about the Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua showdown in months to come, hopefully. Wilder kept up his part of the bargain. He won at the weekend against Luis Ortiz. It was a tough fight. You watched it. I didn't see it. I know, Kev, you saw it as well. Mm. So this was a genuinely tough test for Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, like we spoke recently about the World Boxing Super Series and how they got this established tournament in place to try and get all the best fighters fighting each other, whereas the heavyweights have sort of brought it upon themselves to do this in a rather more conventional fashion. Mm-hmm. So Luis Ortiz took on Deontay Wilder for the WBC belt, and at the end of the month we're going to have Anthony Joshua against Joseph Parker for three of the other belts. So in the long run we're hoping for Wilder and Joshua to get it on. But at the weekend that was the acid test for Deontay Wilder. To this point he's had almost 40 fights. That was his 40th win at the weekend. And this is the first real time, you know, he's been pushed to the pin of his collar. And Luis Ortiz, who would have had a real esteemed amateur pedigree, over 300 amateur fights, was the most technical problem that would have been posed to Wilder so far.
Yeah, it was on the Barclays Center in New York, and it was ultimately a 10th round knockout, but in the 7th, it seems in particular, Ortiz pushed Wilder to an extent.
Yeah, like it assumed a similar narrative to that Klitschko-Joshua fight last year, where it looked like Wilder was on the brink and Ortiz was really piling on the pressure, but he kind of let him off the hook. Whereas when Wilder had Ortiz in trouble in the 10th, he put him away. And Wilder has this reputation for being a huge puncher, which is totally merited, but he's so raw with his punches that you're not quite sure.
He's so unorthodox, isn't he? He's so unorthodox how he fights. He's not like your natural stand-up, certainly the bigger heavyweights, where you'll, if you imagine the Lennox Lewis type, certainly the Vladimir Vitali Klitschko's, the type of, you know, certainly working behind the jab, he's such a huge figure, but very unorthodox with how he throws his shots, isn't he?
Are we thinking more or less of him after the weekend?
Well, you touched on there, maybe because it was his biggest test and because he came through such adversity to then stop Ortiz, I think it puts him in a different sort of bracket again going into this fight. And you just hope now that Joshua stops Parker, and then you've got the big fight coming up later on, haven't you?
Mm. You see, Joshua's biggest strength is his fundamentals. His positioning is fantastic. So those wild punches that Wilder throws won't work against Joshua. He'll keep him out of position. If Wilder makes any mistakes, Joshua will punish him. Mm. Whereas Joshua, on the flip side, has really poor head movement, so he'll stand right in front of Wilder for the most part in the pocket. And if Wilder lands even one of those punches, that's the thing in heavyweight boxing.
Yeah.
You know, it only takes one shot.
Yeah. Well, Joshua Parker is on in Cardiff March 31st, so if that all goes to plan, we'll get Joshua Wilder down the line. And then Roy Sheehan won the inaugural Last Man Standing competition. It was at the National Stadium. A lot of people seem to be watching this. It was on TG Carr. It was a first-round knockout in the final. This was, I mean, he turned professional especially for this. This was a kind of competition. 8 boxers come together. It was just, I don't know who dreamt it up, but it worked.
It's kind of like the prize fighter format, which sort of reinvigorated boxing on Sky Sports. Mm. just the casual fan might tune in and just get engrossed in the tournament format. And yeah, Roy Sheehan, who was a really esteemed amateur in his day in Ireland for senior championships, turned pro, basically had a token fight just so he could qualify, get a BUI licence. And he was the pre-tournament favourite based on those credentials. And he came good on the night and he bagged 25 grand. Mm-hmm. So it's a good start. Whether he can, you know, build on this in a bigger scale, in a more customary scale, remains to be seen. But on an Irish standard, there's definitely money to be made from him. He looked really polished on the night.
Do we think that this sort of format will be running maybe in different divisions? We could get one or two or three of these across the course of a year. Do you think that's maybe the long-term plan from this sort of format, should I say?
Yeah, well, any way to get boxing back on terrestrial television is brilliant. And as I said with Prize Fighter, it really, when boxing was on the wane in the UK, kind of sparked interest. And once you have that educated boxing fan base back again, maybe we can start getting back to the Bernard Dundas where world title action is back on terrestrial TV.
Alrighty, that's the brief touch upon the boxing from the weekend. We're talking about Roger Bannister next.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air for heart-stopping moments from the Premier League, FA Cup, Formula One and more. All on Air Sport.